Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everybody, welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Today we're discussing contagious karma and conducting readings on air, and we've got a list of callers today, so we're going to be getting to each of you. Callers, please keep your place in line so we can take your call. We'll be able to reach every caller that's in the queue currently, and we want to invite our callers and listeners to follow us here on Blog Talk Radio, as well as on Facebook and Twitter. Really, Facebook's probably the most important place to join us. Then we can connect with you, see your pictures, work with your energy, and help you in your life. And you do a good deed by supporting us. Okay, so let's bring on area code 412. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Good. I'm struggling a bit today. I have to move by like the middle to end of January, and I've also been looking for a job, and it's just really getting me down. I keep on having the positive faith, but I wanted to see what you saw regarding me getting the money that I need in the next month and moving, as well as that whole scenario.
Okay. Well, what's your name first of all?
Jessica.
Jessica.
It's Jessica. Yeah. Yeah.
And Jessica, where are you calling from?
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Have we spoken with you before?
Months ago.
Okay. What was the status?
We were talking about. Well, we spoke about legal stuff regarding my divorce when we spoke a couple months ago.
Legal stuff regarding your divorce, and what was the result of that?
I'm still going through it, little by little. All the legal stuff is starting to chip away. It's like falling into place, and there's a lot of stuff that's still undecided in the courts, but I still have to move. Unexpectedly, where I'm living, my property got sold over Thanksgiving, and now I have to move by like the middle of January.
Okay. What's your birth date again?
11/22/68. It sold on my 50th birthday.
Huh. Oh.
I look at it as a karmic present, but I'm waiting for the calmness.
Were you happy in that location?
No, I'm not happy where I'm currently at. I want to move. I don't have a choice.
Did you talk to us about that before, not being happy in that location?
No. I did not talk to you before about that.
So it's a blessing in disguise, but it's creating a problem for you.
Exactly. It's definitely a blessing, and where I want to move to is where I want to move. The problem is finding the money, number one, and a job. I found the place to go to. It's the money side of things that's the issue.
And how much do you need? I don't know. I'm writing down
a lot. A lot, unfortunately.
Well, to me,
I have a figure in my head.
How much do you need to move into the place? I mean, like,
I need like 10,000. Like 10,000. I mean, there's a lot between moving trucks and first and last and deposits and things that I'll need. It's, you know, about 10,000.
Yeah, I saw 10,000 before you said it, so. That's a signal of maybe at least a connection to begin with, and possibly an end result. I'm not sure yet.
What was the, what's the rent and like, what's going to get you into the place? What's that total?
That, I mean, there's, I have some serious expenses that I have, to pay in like the next week and a half, and I don't have the money. And I've been looking
right,
for a job, but obviously you can't do anything.
Just what's the exact amount that would get you in the place, aside from the moving trucks and all your other expenses? How much would get you in the place?
I think like 6,000.
6,000?
4,000. Yeah, I need it first, last, plus that he wants 1 month security deposit.
So it would be, what's the rent per month?
1,800 or 2,000. It's under negotiation.
Okay. All right. Well, and you don't, do you, are you working currently?
No, I'm not. No, I'm on disability, but I need to go back to work because my divorce is so, he just keeps not paying me what he should be paying me.
And how much is he supposed to pay you a month?
That's a whole, he doesn't, he's tanked his business. What he should be paying me, what's on the charts, every state has a chart guideline, income guideline chart. My my child support doesn't even go near what the chart says I should get child support.
What does the chart say you should get? We're just working with figures here. I'm writing all these down. I'm
like 4,000, almost 4,000 a month.
Yeah, I got through. I wrote down 3,000. So the 3,000 is close to that figure of what you're supposed to be being paid. But
right.
Any case, because it's around three, it's not four. I mean, it's almost four, so it's still within 3,000.
Right, right.
Okay. So, wow, it's challenging. And you need a job. You're on disability. Are you able to work physically?
It's going to be a struggle, but, I mean, I'm going to have to do it because, I mean, he's really screwed me out of probably a couple hundred thousand dollars. And he's made me poor. He's made me very, very poor on purpose. It's his form of punishment and hatred, which, you know, I'm trying to work around. But in the meantime, I have to move, and I have to get a job, and I don't have money. And it's sort of like, I understand it's a, in the end, I'll be happy. I know I'll be very happy where I'm going to. But,
okay.
You know, having a house sell on Thanksgiving was the worst season
okay.
of the year to sell.
Because we have so many callers, we got to shorten
right.
the meeting. But I'm going to ask you a question. Now, we're in the vocabulary of psychic energy, so don't actually consider whether it makes sense or not, but I'm going to ask you a question, and we have to consider this on some kind of psychic vocabulary. And the question
right.
is, what, if anything, you ever had to do with a record label company or a record company? Did you ever know anyone? Is there anything revolving around music in your life?
Nothing. Zip.
Nothing? Okay, I don't know why, but I'm getting a record company with you. I don't, it's like, and I told you before, in the psychic world, we don't always know why things come up. We don't always know. But you're probably old enough to know about the RCA record label with the white dog.
Yeah.
Looking. I'm seeing that image. So let me ask you a real quick question because we're trying to help you in a very short period of time because logically you have nothing. You're in a dump right now. So,
yeah.
Anything with a white dog in your life or any dogs in your life?
No.
Yeah. See, what's happening, how about the name Anne? Anybody named Anne?
Spell it A-B or A-M?
A-N.
A-N, Anne.
A-N-N.
Oh, A-M? No, I don't know an A-M.
Okay, so you have a problem right now that we cannot accommodate on a short
right.
range. You have a problem. The only thing we can do for you, Jessica, because you're not coming up with anything that we could work with where money can come, except maybe something to do with your husband, some miracle. But what we can do is consider your energy and we'll work on it. We sincerely will work on it. We do that after the show and later in the day. So we'll do that. But
thank you.
Right now, the best we can say to you is call back when we do a show again, so we have more time to consider
if
this.
If we have more
right
time on
now,
the show, we'll do our best.
You know, you're not in any danger zone, so it's not a matter of life and death. But you're in a zone of comfort and living standards and all that. So we'll just continue to keep trying to put out energy. I will say this. If anything comes up where anybody mentions anything about a record label, a record company, a record producer, that will be a sign that what we discussed today has some bearing on your outcome, and it would then there be positive.
And just real quick, Jessica, what type of work are you trying to do?
Like project management type work.
Project management.
What kind of projects?
I do between real estate and financial.
Okay, let me add real quick. Do you have a record collection?
Or a CD?
No.
Well, okay, Jessica, I don't know where that's coming from, but I've been doing
long
to know that sometimes
obscure
symbols mean something in the end. So let's just work with that. Call us back on our next show, which is when?
Friday.
Okay.
And we might be able to give you more time.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jessica. Good
thank
luck.
You.
And call us on Friday. We're back on the air at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, so I guess 12 your time. Cheers.
If any of the callers in waiting in the queue have anything to do
with
a record
label
company, let us know.
Okay, it's Kathy. Hi. Hello.
Hi, Neil. Hi, Christian.
Hi.
Woo.
How are you? 1565.
I'm fine. Yes,
okay.
And guess what?
What?
I think I'm the caller with the record company, the record label.
I was wondering. So what's that?
My brother had a record label. My cousins and my father was involved in it at some point. And I do have a white dog. Her name is Miracle. And my family call me Annie. And yes, I do have a record collection that's sitting in my mother's basement.
There you have
it. It's like...
Yeah, that it was you, and unfortunately, it's for you, and unfortunately, Jessica's reading. I don't know if she's still on.
No, she hasn't.
But she, the reading with your energy was coming through into her energy.
Which the callers is a good reason to listen to the call after you're done because there might be something that is pertinent to you.
They both have a new six in their karmic side, but anyway, you're going to change your bolt. So it's about you, Jackie.
And
so
they're both born in the 60s.
Yeah, it's about you. Okay, so go ahead.
Okay, yeah.
Well, some months ago you were telling me about, like, I guess something was going to occur in December, you know, while I was still trying to move my business forward in terms of trying to settle my mother's estate and get the house and, you know, just be done with the tug of war with my brothers and sisters. And my brother, the brother that was the old administrator, did show up recently. And of course he's singing and crying the blues, but he's a distraction for me. And I don't feel comfortable with him just showing up and lingering around the property because he claims he has nowhere to stay right now. Financially, I'm doing everything that I can within my means, but I've gotten to the place where I am finding myself having to fall back now and depend on my husband, who's kind of, he's reluctant to make any major moves because he's like, it's not his family and, you know, they're battling us. Like, everything has to be done and over with ASAP. So it's causing a strain on me, not only emotionally, but also financially. And even though I expect the law to be on my side, because it should, I still have these siblings who, you know, like, what else do you want?
So you're still enmeshed in the drama of getting this property into your possession with your siblings.
Yes.
And there's nothing, you're saying that anything that happened or positive in terms of the December prediction is really just more of the same.
No, from what Neil told me, he said that in December there was going to be some type of distraction or some type of problem, but I'll get through it.
So this problem. So it's you're validating it.
Right. Because right, okay. he showed up. This brother showed up out of nowhere, and you know, he hasn't been able to get in the property, but he's parked his car and has slept in the driveway in his car because he's claiming that he has nowhere to stay. His whole agenda is just to get his wife here from the Philippines. This is the same one who squandered all the money. This is the same one who I had to replace, you know, to control what's left. He sold properties and now he's broke.
Okay, so what's your question?
My question is, when I submit the paperwork in January, I'm trying to clear up my own matters now. You know, as far as produce the records of how much money I've spent, you know, how much it's costing me to keep utilities on in the house and even to pay to get repairs done, because I've paid out a lot of money since August. Do you see this judge making a fair and just decision in terms of what I want to offer for the property and letting me close out this estate?
Has the judge ruled on other things in this case?
This is a new judge. This is a new judge. Well, the last judge, I've never met this judge. I'm submitting another application to go before the judge to try to get the transaction done. And I don't want to pay out any more than I have to because I still have to pay legal fees. And I've paid out a lot of money.
Okay. Well, you don't have any, unfortunately, history with this judge. Is there anything that you know about this judge and how they've ruled in other cases that are similar to yours? Have you looked up? Because I think there's...
From my understanding, this new judge is more knowledgeable of probate, whereas the other one was more for business and, you know, corporations. So I get the sense from attorneys that this judge is very reasonable, but I would have to dot my I's and cross my T's and let this judge know that I'm coming in good faith. And I just want this to end.
And when's your next court date? And we'll give you a
I don't know. I have to submit the paperwork the first week of January.
So you've got to make sure that paperwork is done really, I mean, thoroughly.
Is this also contingent on the market value of the home?
Yes, the market value of the true market value of the home versus the repairs, and also the repairs to get the home properly fixed.
So have you calculated that difference?
At this point, it's the difference will end up to about maybe $40,000 or $50,000 in terms of what would really need to be done. But they're going to have to. I guess they're going to have to itemize what I'm saying needs to be done.
Well, you have to get everything. Yeah, Jackie, if you get everything together and you evaluate to the best of your ability what the difference would be, how you're doing it, if you hand in your paperwork soundly, he's going to approve. So,
okay, that's what I'm working on.
You dot, like I said, dot every I, cross every T, work on everything soundly, it's like a term paper. You need to show the judge that you've done everything so he can estimate that this is accurate, because he's going to base it on figures, not on good heart. He's going to look at figures and what the law can suggest. So you need to have that cold cut attitude. But if you do, he's going to approve of it. That's our prediction.
So,
maybe our hope, but also our prediction.
So, and when do you plan on getting the paperwork done? I mean, do you have a...
I'm actually pulling all my things together right now. And, you know, I'm eliminating a lot of clutter out of my house so that I could focus on this term paper.
Yeah, don't discuss...
And I'm also going through things at my mother's house, too.
Okay.
No, I'm talking about paperwork, because Jackie, I've been working at my mother's house since August and going to work full time and trying to manage my life.
Jackie, are you going to be presenting? Are you talking to the judge or is your attorney?
I want to talk to the judge.
Yeah.
Then you cannot go on like you do. You have to be very precise. Don't hand the judge all your problems to try to convince him that you're in distress. Don't talk about your sister. Just talk about the facts. Don't burden the judge with your problems. Just give him the facts and let him look at the facts. Don't burden him with your it's fine for you to talk, but we're telling you.
But in the context of a relationship with a judge, he's going to be looking.
Right. I just want to go over the appraisals. I want to go over the appraisals.
Right. But that's a part of the settlement.
Fine.
That's fine. But
the estimates of the work.
That's fine.
You can do all that, but you don't want to infuse it with your personal drama.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're doing it with us.
Which is this price to do it, so it's fine. You can do it with
that's
us.
That's okay with us, but not with the judge. Don't say anything about your problems. Just give them cold cut.
The difficulties you've had with your brothers and your family.
Don't talk about that.
That's probably
care.
Going to diminish the chances of you getting what you want if you, if you do that.
Okay.
So be very business,
and we'll put
all
out
business.
Energy. You, if you give him the right figures and you calculate it and he sees it, he's going to say yes.
Okay.
And we'll put out a good energy for it, Becky. In addition to that, I mean, it's not a guarantee. This is a prediction with some attitude of hopefully accuracy. And we'll see how it goes. Okay.
Yeah, because I don't think we're going. I'm not going to be in court in January. I'm going to be in court sometime late February.
Okay.
From my understanding, it's like a 6 to 8 weeks, six to seven weeks.
You can always call back and continue the process of the energy work, but that's fine. You know, we can't change that. But your question tells.
I understand what you're telling me, but. I just have one other question to ask you about Chiron in my chart around my birthday. What does it mean?
Jackie, you know what? One, we have a list of callers we can't go on, and we don't do astrology. This is not an astrology show. So, I mean, Chiron, I mean, of course, we've studied astrology to our own degrees, but this is not something we do numbers, numerology, not astrology. So there wouldn't be really an answer. And really, to be honest, the weight we put in astrology is very minimal.
Yeah, I don't.
Birthday's coming up. I just was trying to figure out what to do.
We can answer that question maybe in another show.
And on a numerological level.
We're not going to base it on astrological signs. And
okay.
I just don't go that way. I've done this long enough to not trust that so much.
But as we mentioned, just real quick, as we mentioned on the past shows where you called, you're going to be 54, correct, in January?
Absolutely. Yes.
And you're going through a change in January, a big change. So the prediction, I believe, was that you're going to be resolving this in your 54th year. And it seems like that's the way it's turning. Your 54 is the doubling of your karmic number, 27 and 27. And if you go backwards in your birthday, Jackie, you have a one and, well, you have going forwards, let's do it that way. You have a one and a five. Between that is a four. So your five and one are separated by a four, which is your age. There's a karmic code going on, essentially, in terms of what's happening with this wrapping up of the
right, and it's a good thing we saw all these things, you know, the record company, the white dog, and all that. That those are good signs to think about in terms of the future, okay?
Yes, okay, thank you. My toy dog is my miracle. That's actually her name.
That's
her name. Thank you.
You're on 34th Street, gonna be your zone.
All right, Jackie, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you guys, too, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, area code 312 is our next caller. Hello.
Hi, this is Karen from Chicago. Happy holidays.
Hey, Karen, how are you? Happy holidays.
Pretty good. Happy holidays. My question is, I've been doing really well. I've got, a little bit of luck going on with some work, temp work. It's a temp project that I'm working on. I think I have about two more weeks until the project ends, but it's a steel company that I'm working with, and they're paying me like triple the amount of money that I would work at any other company. And my question is after this project ends, I'm thinking about going to an executive headhunter to see if they can continue the momentum of finding me a little bit of higher scale work at a better pay. And I'm wondering if I'm on the right track.
So she's
thought.
In cannibalism. Karen, what's your birthday?
It's 3/31/71.
3/31/71. So the question is if the job recruiter, we won't call them headhunters, the job recruiter is going to assist you.
Correct.
6/7.
Yeah.
5/7. I always find that a calculator works better when you're
47. She's 25/7. She's 47 years old.
She's 47, so she's 22 years beyond.
And she wants you want to know if a headhunter is going to find you a job.
Yes.
So
an executive one. Yeah.
It's going to be tough. In the energy field of looking at the future, I see a lot of tough territory coming up.
2020.
I want to ask you something, and I'm really opposed to this, and so is Kristen. But but I'm going to ask you a question.
What, you're opposed to asking a question?
And it doesn't reflect on your character or anything. But do you happen to have any furs or animal pelts or anything in your closet?
Yes.
Anything? Yes.
Yes.
What do you have? Furs or what?
Yes, I have like fur. What do you call it? Like scarves and like fur, like a fur sole, and I have like a lot of like fur pieces. Yes, correct.
Yeah, you see,
and I was collecting a lot of fur stuff. Yes.
You were. Well, you know, the only thing we can say, Karen, is that I mean, I hate the topic because we're vegetarians and animal lovers.
Oh,
we don't do that. But this is a show to help people. So when we have to look at these symbols that come in, we have to consider them to be validations. Now, for some reason, that serves as a validation for you that you're going to, that something good may happen. You know, we're trying to stir up psychic impressions that can be converted into magic or good luck or whatever. And for some reason, that symbol as a validation serves as a possibility that you're going to be in luck here.
Okay.
Now, it's not a promise, but it is an indication that there's something going on to help you. Are you still actively collecting fur?
No. I haven't. Actually, the pieces I have are kind of old. They probably should be dumped because they're old. I've used them so much they kind of look ragged.
You know, sell them and take the money and put it into an animal conservation thing instead of just dumping them. Because it's a shame that you would just dump them. If you can sell them or something, and seriously, take the money and convert it into a donation for an animal thing. And I don't know, maybe that's it.
Okay. So what you may be picking up on is that, like with this dressing up, what I want to do is get some money together. And before I go to any of looking for a new job or anything, is to change my image and my wardrobe a little bit higher end. So that's maybe what you're seeing that I want to do.
You can take some of that fur money if you want and buy some clothes with it and then put another percentage, a third of it into helping, you know, animals and things like that. It serves both purposes, Karen. It's a psychic connection that is considerably in your favor, but, you know, it's at least some hope.
Okay. Do you see how this company told me I would probably be there maybe another 2 weeks, maybe possibly another week? Do you see it going further than that or not?
Possibly, but you want to leave there. You're not happy there, right?
It's just a temp.
Correct.
You'll probably be there another 3-4 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, probably. You know, if you tell them that you would like an extension, and you kind of converse to them, I'm willing to do anything, they might give you another week or two and say, that's all I really need.
Right, because then I could use that money to put toward, you know, my clothes that I want to prepare myself a little bit better.
Okay, so I'm seeing $3,000 coming in somewhere in addition to where we are, and so that might help a little bit.
Yeah, that's probably what I would make, because these guys are paying like a ridiculous amount of money for me to be there, but it's a lot of hard work. It's just like data entry. It's like crazy. If I went somewhere else, they would probably pay me like $10, $15 an hour, but these guys are paying like serious money for me to be there.
Yeah, about $2,000 more coming in, so let's just keep it positive and concise. And if these impressions, they're psychic, but now we want them to get into actualizing into something concrete. Okay.
Okay. And so that's just, probably that amount is probably, I don't need that much, but I would probably need like about $1,200 maybe. Yeah, so you are correct.
Well, we're going to put out 3,000. So let's see where we go.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I'll let you guys know how it goes. Thank you so much.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you. Happy holidays. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Happy holidays. Okay. All right. 505 area code is the next caller.
Hi. Happy holidays. This is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia.
12463.
Oh, hey. It's been a while.
I know. I've been so busy since I've spoken to you last. My sister passed away, my dad passed away, and I haven't even really connected to Blog Talk. It's been a whirlwind, and I disconnected from my family 100%, and I've received some backlash on that, and they're just too toxic. I'm a vegetarian, too. I don't celebrate the holidays, and so I just want to know if I did the right thing by, now that my work is done with my sister, she's passed, and I just want to move on with my life, and I want to see what you see about that.
So Patricia, I don't know if you remember her, she used to call the show way back, but also she was on Andrew Aloha. She used to call you on Andrew Aloha, so you've been talking to her for quite a while.
Oh.
Quite a while.
I do listen to your shows when I get a chance, but I don't always call in.
Oh, well, that's good to know that you're
268.
Oh, 268? Yeah, you're right. I was going by memory, which was off. I didn't add it up.
Well, do you want to take something?
Go ahead.
Did you get it right? 12463? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, I mean, if your family's toxic, don't be around them. I mean, if you did your work with your sister and that's done, and your father's passed away, and you just don't want to connect to your family because it's toxic, don't connect with them. I mean, that's simple. You know, you either want to or you don't. And if you don't feel like it, then don't connect. I mean, you're not going to, a big rock from the universe isn't going to come down for your head because you didn't talk to your family. There's no karma. I mean, some people get karma over it, but
depending on the contents of their disconnection, that it's not like, you know, everybody dies and then goes and hangs out with their families for eternity.
Yeah.
That's a misconception.
Know,
so it's not
that,
like,
it just,
you know, you're going to be ostracized in heaven.
Right. So, I don't know. On that account, if you're calling to see what the evaluation is, if you're asking us about your family situation, it sounds like you did the work you felt you needed to do. You're done. You don't want to stay connected to too toxic for you. So we're saying, yeah, that makes sense. That's fine. There is a bridge nearby you. Where is the nearest steel bridge?
There's one on either side of me. There's a brand new bridge that was built. I say it's like 10 minutes away from me.
I don't know why that's coming in unless there's a place
bridge over troubled water.
Bridge over trouble. Maybe that's it. That person's right. Maybe you use that. Do you ever use that bridge to go to a restaurant or a coffee shop or shopping?
Yeah, I use it once in a while. I do. Not as often as I want to, but I do.
Well, what? Okay, so we're getting validation. We're hooking into you. This is good. What's your question?
Oh, my question is, I just want to, you know, after all this is over with, I just, you know, I just want to know if there's something good coming into my life after all this, after all the hard work and everything.
Oh, okay, real quick. And then,
I am
looking
for another job.
Okay, Kristen can respond. I'm going to tell you what I think. The number one, do you have any jewelry?
Do I have what? I can't hear you that well.
Do you have any jewelry?
Do you have any jewelry, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Is of any of that jewelry that you have, would you ever consider pawning any of that jewelry?
I was thinking about selling it because I don't wear jewelry anymore.
Yeah. So you were thinking about it. So there's a connection. So and so your question again was, what was your question again?
I just want to see if there's anything good coming into my life. I do need a daytime job,
okay.
You know, after all this stuff is gone.
Okay, so, Patricia, from my end, yes, something good's going to come. The validation being the bridge, the steel bridge that was recently built, that you do go over it, and occasionally have a cup of coffee or whatever you do, and that there's jewelry that you were thinking of selling, which was, again, a psychic impression, or indication that from my end of thinking, some good things are going to start coming in with a job, with a relationship. So there's a bright outlook on your future. But I would sell that jewelry if I were you.
Okay.
And get a good estimate, get somebody legitimate. And so that's a nasty world out there in terms of how people assess what you have, want to get something legitimate, somebody with a good reputation.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that.
You want to get somebody with a good reputation in terms of getting an evaluation of how much your jewelry is worth.
Okay.
So just real quick, Patricia, you're not working right now?
I am, like, semi-part-time in the evening, and I really need something during the daytime to...
What do you do? What is your line of work? I don't remember.
I work at home. I do market analysis and stuff like that, market research. But I'm looking for something fun during the day. I really need to supplement my income.
I don't know market research. Like, how does that... I don't know exactly... what that means, market research.
Oh, I do interviews. I interview different companies, residents. I do customer satisfaction and things like that.
Okay, so I'm going to, my suggestion is that you do something during the day for fun. You do something with research or something to do with children. Either helping, children games, children activities, something to do with children is my idea, Patricia. I don't know if that resonates with you. It may not, but it's something to do with children.
Yeah, it does resonate because I've been having a lot of dreams about children.
Okay, so karma-wise and transcendent-wise, this is your next chapter. So you have to think in your mind, what can you do on the Internet where you could market something that promotes children's activities, fun activities or learning activities. This is the karma of what you're now meeting up with that you have to resolve while you're on the planet. But the good news is that will be fun for you. You'll love doing it.
And I would say that the next phase is opening up for you, Patricia, because you did really that, the unhealthy ties with your family. Sometimes people stay connected to unhealthy relationships, and then they're unable to move forward in life or in their successive lives because they've carried that karma with them. So it actually can be very healthy to release yourself from a toxic family environment or a family, the family environment may not look totally toxic, but there can be things that will assist a person in moving forward if they break ties. So I think that's notable as well.
Yeah, it's I feel like I'm going into a new chapter completely. I've completed my karma with my father and my my sister, I did whatever what I could do, and now I'm looking for the next chapter, and that's why I was calling.
Okay, so kids, marketing, kids, do something in there, and you figure it out, but it has to be kids.
Okay.
And she goes through a big change in 2020.
Yeah.
In 2020, you're going to have a big change. So.
Ooh.
Yeah, stay connected with us, Patricia, and, you know, it's nice to hear from you.
Thank you. Happy holidays. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Patricia.
Have a nice day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Well, we're out of callers. We lost one because he or she came back in. I mean, hung up and then called again, so I took them last. I was going to take them last, but they maybe had somewhere to go.
Okay.
All right.
So we're talking about contagious karma, which was actually a topic you came up with.
Well, yeah.
So did you want to say anything before?
I don't know. I think I'm catching karma from all these callers, so I got to go wash my hands. No,
You got to get behind Pontius Pilate.
That's the wrong holiday. This is Christmas. We're at the birth of Jesus, not the
resurrection. I'm the present. I just consider everything.
Right. Yeah. Everything's happening.
Maybe you should wash in the Red Sea and get behind Moses.
Well, it's really interesting because in Patricia's case too, I mean, you know, she disconnected from her family and thereby cut the karma. Now, I mean, karma with the family is going to be from the time that one is born, obviously, and it's going to connect to past lives with the family. And so you're born into a karma, but actually you can pick up karma from other people that you wouldn't have otherwise been, you know, negative karma.
Yeah. That's true.
Go ahead.
Well, contagious karma, you can create contagious karma within your own life by doing bad things and then you get karma for it. You know, you get your due for it. So you do something bad and you get punished for it. That can be considered instant karma, but that's contagious because if you keep doing bad things, eventually karma is going to catch up with you, or you indulge in bad habits, eventually karma is going to catch up with you. So karma can be contagious on an active level without there being any interaction with anybody but you and your own vices, your own problems and behavior. On the other hand, karma can be contagious by, you know, you're with somebody now.
The company that you
They have bad karma.
Right.
And you're driving in the car with them, and they get into a car crash, and you weren't really supposed to be in that car, but because you were, you broke your pelvis and all that, and you're having problems now in life. So karma can be contagious whether or not there's a karmic connection
with the individual
from a past life.
So on a more subtle level than, you know, getting into the car with someone who drives and crashes, you can open up your energy field to a person and absorb their energy and have it impact you negatively. So that's less dramatic than, you know.
Absolutely. I mean, think about
an accident or whatever.
You know, if let's say you have a friend that smokes, and you go and visit that friend, and it's in your clothes, it's in your pores, but you weren't smoking. Then you go to somebody else's home, and they say to you, "Are you a smoker? God, you smell horrible, and I can't stand you. You can't be here. Something's wrong with you. I don't like smokers in my home." And you go, "No, I'm not a smoker, but I was visiting my best friend who's a smoker." You see, you've caught their karma. Now, that's a physical example, simplistically placed for comprehension. But karma does the same thing, even when karma is sort of invisible, when it's not obviously apparent in the physical attitude. If you're around somebody who's just has a general bad karma energy, and there's nothing you can really pinpoint it to, if you're not strong, you can be victim to that karma. You can be vulnerable to it. People, though, usually come into the world equipped to handle that kind of karma, like pastors, priests, home, you know, caregivers. they have a certain energy of karma. And
that shields
and
them
that
from
shields
absorbing
them.
Other people's energy.
In. They're immune to it. And then others aren't. And maybe that's a karmic element too, that they aren't, that they are vulnerable and they're eventually going to get it. I mean, when we look at people who volunteer to go to other nations, some come back in a whole piece and some don't come back because they're killed where they are doing their holy work. That's contagious karma in some respect, as much as it is karma of destiny or karma of happen chance. It's just, there's different categories.
Happenstance,
thank you. I was thinking about karma being a matter of chance or destiny.
Well, you can create your own words if you want.
We've
done so many times here on the show.
Right.
What, befuddled?
Yeah.
Or bemuddled, rather.
Bemuddled,
which is befuddled. But
well,
it's another subject.
Okay, so you can have that attitude. But when you talk about the word contagious, you brought up the topic of the show, contagious.
Well, we both create the topics. I mean, we both came up with this, as we do other shows.
Oh,
but
okay.
Anyway, so.
Well,
I mean, you know,
okay.
You came up with it, I came up with it. What does it matter?
It doesn't matter. So when you have a contagious, some diseases aren't contagious. You can't catch them. And at least medically speaking,
like,
you can't catch
like
some
cancer,
things.
For
you
instance,
catch,
is not contagious,
yeah.
But tuberculosis is.
Yeah. So you can,
in fact,
so
highly
some
contagious.
Things are contagious. So the content of energy can be categorized as being significantly contagious or non-contagious.
Right. And so the degree of contagion is going to be different depending on the disease. So like if you, for instance, I mentioned tuberculosis, if you walk into a home with someone who has tuberculosis and the windows are shut, that's not going to be good for catching where, you know, you're going to be at risk for catching it. And there's
factors.
Some things, you know, for instance, HIV, which is a lot harder to catch unless you exchange certain bodily fluids with
right.
that individual, or hepatitis, you know, it's going to be harder to catch those things than something like tuberculosis if you're in a closed room. You can have more casual contact with a person and catch it versus something that's going to require more intimate contact. So on the same token, having more casual contact with a person on certain levels can make you susceptible to their karma, and
right.
then there are going to be more intimate interactions
right.
that cause.
So there, and then we create
other karma.
We create safeguards, a condom. Now your safety level's higher. You wear a face mask. So when you have a certain karmic situation, that also provides for the idea that you protect your energy field, and if you're into esoteric or etheric or cosmic or astral energies, you learn how to protect your energy field from what you would consider to be contagious karma, even if you can get to the point where you can define whether karma can be contagious and under what circumstances.
But even when conducting a reading, I've heard you ask certain questions and get validations, and then by those validations, you realize that a person has picked something up in some regard from another person.
Yeah.
Which may have not occurred with another person that is, you know, doing a reading.
Correct.
So it's varied, and it varies. I mean, the variance is based on each individual's karma that they come into the world with. Like you said, with a caregiver that has an automatic shield.
To some extent.
Yeah. Yeah. We have a caller, though. Let's bring on the caller. 917, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Who's this?
This is Anna.
Oh, Anna. Anna from used to call our show, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I called in.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Gosh. I'm bored.
I'm so bored.
I'm at work and I'm so bored. I wish I could find another thing for myself to do. So I'm calling in to see if my numbers are going to get me a nice job soon.
Oh, if your numbers are going to get you a nice job soon. Okay, let's get your birth date again. January 28th. Gosh, we've had 3 January birthdays today on the show.
What year?
Probably people getting close to their birthdays and wanting to, you know what's coming up for them in the next year. What's the year, Anna?
73,
that's right. 72. I should remember that. And aren't you from the Netherlands? Am I wrong in remembering that? I know you're from another.
Yes, I am.
Yes.
You know, before we venture forth in this, have you ever done any bookkeeping work or anything along that line?
You know, a long time ago when I wasn't working in my field,
I did some stuff
in an office.
That's
I just want to get a validation. What do you do
long
now?
Long time ago. I don't want to disclose everything. I don't want to disclose everything. Sorry.
Need to disclose everything. Can you give us the field in which you work, though? It might help us.
Architecture.
Architecture. Okay. And it's boring.
Right. Yeah, at my job. I'm looking for a new job.
So are you looking for a new job in the same field?
Yeah.
And it's just the job itself at this particular, in this position, that's boring to you, but it's not the field that you're in that's boring to you.
Right.
Hmm. 8, 9, 10, 11, 20.
Well, are you involved in behind the scenes or the on hand architectural structure of things?
Behind the scenes right now.
Are you wanting to get into more of the hands on?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for now, my new job.
Okay. So there's something to do with a German individual of German.
That's a neighboring country. I mean, not of ours, but it's the Netherlands.
Yeah. So if somebody...
I don't live in the Netherlands.
You're from the Netherlands.
No. Listen, there's somebody of German descent.
Well, I'm going to Germany soon. How about that? I'm going to Germany in a week.
You're in New York, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so why are you going to Germany real quick?
Why am I going to Germany? For fun.
Okay. Okay. So you're bored and you're looking for a more fun job, and then we come up with the word Germany and we're going there for fun. So there's our first psychic connection. Okay.
That's pretty good. Maybe she's going to meet someone in Germany
What state are you in now?
New York.
And you want to stay in New York?
Yeah, I think
so. When you return from Germany, there's some kind of karmic content there that you need to get, like a bee with pollen. You need to collect the energy of having fun in Germany, because when you come back to the hive, New York, you're going to find a different experience than what you're living in now.
Okay.
So this is contagious karma on a positive note. So she goes to Germany, which has a karmic connection for her, and returns to New York and is able to move forward in her pursuit of a hands-on architectural job.
Because what happens is you're going to go to Germany and you're going to collect, quote, pollen. You're going to collect an energy, and you're going to bring that energy back with you. And because you now hold that energy with you, you're going to connect to somebody on a karmic level that's synonymous with the word fun and job and enjoyment and welfare. Beneficial welfare,
not welfare. You're going on welfare.
Now, I applied for a position that's like in Brooklyn that I really liked, but I haven't heard back from them for like a month now. Is that a bad sign?
Maybe the person who took it quit or something. They won't like it. All we know is that when you go to Germany, when's the date that you go to Germany? From when to when?
The 1st of January till the 4th.
That's such a short trip. But you're closer being on the East Coast than we are here in California.
Okay. What part of Germany?
Berlin.
Oh, Berlin is beautiful. So, and then what do you want to do there?
Just have fun. Just walk around and do anything I want to do.
From the cabaret. Okay, so you just want to have fun and just enjoy it. So
enjoy myself.
Right.
Yes.
Are you going alone or with a friend?
I'm going with three more people.
Three more people.
Okay, so when you come, so you have fun and you collect energy.
3 plus 1, it's her karmic number.
Right.
Yeah.
You collect energy there, Anna. And absorb anytime you feel good. Take a deep breath. Absorb it. Put it in your energy field. Come back, and that energy is going to disperse outwardly, and you're going to find the job you want, possibly in Brooklyn.
Oh my God, that would be my dream come true. I am so bored at this job. Can't take it anymore. Sorry, I just can't.
Well, don't dramatize it. Just, you don't like the job.
I'm dying.
Even if you're going on a vacation, you get a lot of sleep, right?
I have one couple more days of work. So Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 4 more days and I'm free.
You can get through it. You can get through it and then hopefully. Are you taking more time off?
Yes, I'm taking 3 weeks off. Yeah, I'm taking 3 weeks off.
So then you'll have some time to perhaps formulate your next moves. I mean, you've got the job in Brooklyn that's pending, but, you know, maybe you'll have inspiration after you come back from the trip. You've got 3 weeks off.
Yeah.
That's, gosh, I'd like 3 weeks
I
off.
Need
so
that.
Enjoy
I need
it.
That.
I
need that. I
understand.
That, yeah.
I understand. Okay, well, Anna, we're at the end of our show. Thanks for connecting with us.
Thank
and take
you,
care.
Guys. I appreciate it very much that you remember everything. Very impressive.
Oh, thanks. Thank you.
Yeah. Talk to you another time. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. And Anna can follow us on Facebook. She should. And Twitter as well. And we appreciate all of our callers and listeners who do so. We are back on the air Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas, everybody. And we will speak with you later in the week. Bye-bye.